Buchem Aboyim to the 13th and continuing series of Shiurim on the Yudgimel Ikum of the Rambam, the 13 principles of Maimonides. This is the 13th Shiur, but it doesn't mean that we're finished with the principles tonight. In any case, we're still in the Yesed HaShmini, the 8th principle, which the Rambam says is Terah Min HaShemayim. And I'm going to read over the Rambam again. I'm reading from the Shilat edition, as I have been along the course of all the Shiurim. V'hu la'amin she'kol ha'terah zoi se'mutsui b'yadinu ha'yem hazeh. The entire Terah that we have today, Yaterah nesun l'Moshe, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shikul v'pi ha'gvura. And the Terah is entirely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzeni lo'im ha'tzisei, she'gia elav kula me'es Hashem. Everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire thing. V'agah she'tikah al'derech ha'sha'ala dibor. Which the term that's used by the Chumash, even though we can't really say that, you know, Chas v'Shalom according to the Rambam, we can't say Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks, but the expression used is Dibor. V'lo yeda eichu zois ha'gah elohu, olav ha'shalom asher gia elav. And in fact, actually, the only person who knows how this came to him was, in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yishu b'madrega seifer, Moshe Rabbeinu is on the level of a seifer, Shekoyen loiv hu koisev kula, that it was sent to him and he wrote the entire thing down. Divrei Yameh, v'siporeh, mitzvoseh, both the historical accounts of the Chumash, the different stories, and of course the different mitzvahs, v'chach nikra mechokek, and he's called a mechokek. So in other words, and of course the Rambam says, ha'kol mipi ha'gvura v'ha'kol teres Hashem tamim et teher kedei she'emes. And goes on the Rambam and says that ela kol mila, every word in the Torah, mimena yesh b'chokhbos uploim l'misha evinu Hashem, there are tremendous wisdoms for any person who has been given understanding by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loitusak tachlit chokhbosa, the knowledge is infinite, the knowledge is in every word. Aruka meretz midu chovim min hayom. Now in fact the Rambam is going to tell me that the important point of the Rambam is that the wisdom of the Torah is infinite, which means, of course, the Moshe Rabbeinu heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is a cipher, a scribe. There's nothing in the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why every word has infinite wisdom and infinite depth. If something came from Moshe Rabbeinu, so even though the Rambam has told us in the Yisrael Ashvi, the Moshe Rabbeinu's intellect achieved the highest level of the intellect of any person who came before and after him. Nonetheless, that intellect for sure is limited. But the very fact that the Torah comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu is only the Sefer. So therefore, in fact, this wisdom is infinite. Lo tusak tachlis chachmasa. Vein ha'olam el lahalach big for his dovim b'shech al kiyankev v'shiyuspan lo gal einei v'binu t'fodos b'nesecha. So in other words, the important point that the Rambam is getting at, that's what I concluded this year last time, was that we should know there's infinite wisdom in every word. And the question really would seem to be is, what is the Rambam getting at when he says there's wisdom in every word? So what I spoke about last week was the Perushim HaMekubalim that in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu received at Sinai. But the Shitas HaRambam, as we spoke about last week, was in fact that most of the drashas of Chazal, right, were generated by Chazal. They weren't there. We do not have them as a Masorah tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Shitas HaRambam, as we spoke about. This is a Sherasheni. This is an Akdoma to the Perushim Mishnayos. Meaning that according to the Rambam, Chazal were able to uncover drushes and depths even beyond, I'm not saying beyond their worship and understood, but certainly these were drushes that were not handed down to us from Moshe Rabbeinu. So in fact, what the Rambam is trying to say is that the depth of the Torah is of such infinite depth that even generations after Moshe Rabbeinu were able to uncover drushes that were not heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is really the point of the Rambam. Some of the words, and this is where the Rambam comes at the end and says, "Ukmo ken perusha makubal." Ugambi mipi agvola. In other words, the perushim ugubolim, the interpretations of the Rambam heard at Sinai, and these are specific, these are a certain amount of number that I mentioned, sukalulov, shefer, tzitzis, and tefillin, which is in fact halacha l'mashbi Sinai. It's not technical l'mashbi Sinai, but in fact halacha l'mashbi Sinai, which we'll get them mipi agvola. But nonetheless, what Rambam is really saying is that this infinite depth of the Torah, which was the wherewithal, the means by which Chazal could actually darshan, right, interpret the Torah, generations after Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what I'd like to focus on a little bit tonight is exactly the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu being a mechaykek, being a scribe. Now, we have already discussed previously that, and I proposed the idea, the conjecture, that in fact it would seem that the intellectual stature of Moshe Rabbeinu is not related to his title as mechokek, as a scribe. In other words, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, both in the explicitly in the Sher Shvi and the Merid Avuchim, achieves an intellectual level in which he's Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals to him the entirety of the universe and the interconnections between everything in the natural world, in which he's able to ascertain the ethics of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu as a mechokek is not acting in this manner, but rather is in fact actually a scribe who is dutifully just copying over what he hears. Now, in fact, this leads us to a very, very interesting question, which I'd like to raise, because I haven't seen the Kasha asked so much by really many Mefarshim. I did look at the Frankel Rambam and see that one or two people asked the question. The Rambam Shita, which appears in the 33rd chapter, the second edition of the second Chelek section of the Merid Avuchim, the Guide, Perek Lamed Gimel, which begins in the Schwartz edition on page 377, the Rambam clearly states that at Har Sinai, the Dibur came to Moshe Rabbeinu, just to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that Kosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Therefore, the sefer Dibros are in fact actually beloshen yachid. Okay, in the singular. Moshe Rabbeinu went down and told the people what he heard. Right? In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, but on him showed him as a kol agado. They heard a sound. They heard a kol. Achloet pilot hadribo. But they didn't hear words. They heard a sound, but not words. But the words were repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Okay? And goes on the Rambam and raises the question. Ah, the Gemara says in Menachos, that the first two dibros were heard in piagvura. That was meaning that we cannot apply to that Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Hakavana says the Rambam, the intention of what Chazal say, shemigil aleihem kishem shigil Moshe Rabbeinu. It would appear that they reached Klal Yisrael the way they reached Moshe Rabbeinu. But lo Moshe Rabbeinu revealed them, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring these two dibros, the first two dibros, to Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam, because these two ikrim, because of ikrim, which is the existence of God and his incorporeality, that is one, they can be understood by the human intellect. Okay? So because of that, Klal Yisrael is equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't need a nevuah for that. That's what the Rambam says. However, right? It's clear here in the Rambam of the Mor Nevuchim, the Klai Yisrael did not hear the Dibbois, not even the first two Dibbois, but rather they heard a sound, but they heard a call, but they didn't they didn't hear any words. Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he heard, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated over word for word to Klal Yisrael. Okay, now, on this I want to raise a question, a contradiction, to what the Rambam says in the Yad HaChazakah. And this is a question that's bothered me for many, many years. I'm reading now from Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, in the 8th parak of the first halacha, parak Shemini Halacha Aleph. There the Rambam says, I'm reading from the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu lo heminu bo Yisrael b'pnei ha'oise she'asa. Klal Yisrael didn't believe in the nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that he did. Shamamin al pi ha'oise she'esh b'li bo doifei. Whoever believes based upon miracles is a fool. Because it could be that a magician does a miracle. All the miracles Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar were for practical reasons. But not to bring proof for his prophecy. He had to drown the Mitzrim. So therefore he split the Yam Suf and he drowned them. Tzochenu l'mazayin, Klal Yisrael was needed food. Horid lanu haman, he brought down the man. Samoy, they were thirsty, dying of thirst. Bokalem es ha'evin, so he split the rock. Kafu, etc., etc. So says the Rambam, uvamay aminu boy. So why did Klal Yisrael believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? But Mabar HaSinai. So Rambam says, Mabar HaSinai, that was the point of belief, that we saw and we heard, Moshe Rabbeinu enters into the arafel, into the fog, or the cloud, and the voice is speaking to him, and we hear, Moshe Rabbeinu lech emolahem kafakach, Moshe Rabbeinu tell them this and this. From the Rambam, it's explicit that Klal Yisrael heard the Dibbois at Har Sinai. V'cheinu Omer, as in the Rambam, and therefore it says, ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. Okay? Okay? And this is in fact, actually, right? And the Rambam goes on and says, v'nai shem Rambam Har Sinai levadeh hu araya l'nevoah, she emes, she emodoy. If you haven't heard that Har Sinai is the proof for his nevoah, the Rambam actually quotes this pasuk. It's interesting. The pasuk he quotes here from the Mechilta in the Mor Nevuchim is the proof that the Dibur only reached Moshe Rabbeinu. And here in the Yad HaChazakah, in the Yesod HaTorah, he brings this as, of course, a proof that the Mabar HaSinai was the basis of the Jewish belief in Moshe Rabbeinu, but the clear indication is that Klal Yisrael heard the entire Dibur. So we have in fact, a complete and total contradiction between what the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim and what he says in the Yad HaChazakah. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't really know, well, I did look in the Frankel edition, like I said, and I saw that some people do raise the question, but I don't see that the question is raised by most of the commentaries, most of the Mefarshim. Certainly the commentaries on the Yad HaChazakah itself. What do we do with this with contradiction? Now, it goes on. The Rambam explains that because of this, Nimso El Shalech Lema Edim Lo Alvu Asher Emes for Anu Tzut Lasus Bem Ois Right Kishnei Edim etc. etc. Kach Boishah Beinu Kol Yisrael Edim Lo Yachab B'Mar Tzino Ve'Inu Tzut Lasus Lem Eis. Okay, so now the Rambam goes on and explains that therefore, because of this, Klal Yisrael were Edim. Witnesses, the Moshe better received the Torah, and it wasn't done through a noise. Now, but even without the Mor Nevuchim, to raise several questions. Question is, if we're to understand the Rambam, that Klal Yisrael heard the HaKadosh Baruch speaking directly to them, so what distinguishes this from any other nes? In other words, the Rambam's clear distinction is that you're not supposed to believe based upon a nes, based upon a miracle. So, it would be clear that in modern Torah there was no miracle, because the modern Torah is a miracle, so it's also a nes. We have to make chakiras and distinctions, brisket distinction, this type of voice, that type of voice. I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael is a madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu and hears the words, that's a miracle, that's a noise. Now, we could say it's a mais in nevuah, and we could say, in fact, actually, as I explained earlier, that nevuah is much more of a natural thing, as explained by Nevi'im, but not the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they hear the deep voice explicitly.
One could say that the nes was that they were put on the level of Nevi'im.
That's a nes, though. That's a nes.
But then, having got the miraculous thing, which you don't believe because of that, but then they heard the words, and it's the word of God that
okay,
came
fine,
out.
Okay, fine. But once again, okay, we'll speak with you, but we are clear. All right. I understand. We can make chilukim, and this ois is different than that ois. But the Rambam clears to be saying is that there was no ois involved. And that's what he, and the Losh of the Rambam is, first, and also to the Rosh of the Rambam is, We actually heard. If it's nevuah, you don't say something like that. It's a real nevuah. The real nevuah is not the language of the Rambam. We ourselves saw. We ourselves heard. As much, but it wasn't b'derech hanevuah. Because and also in any case, if in fact they were on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam should say they were on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban says they were on the level of Nevoah. The Drosh HaSaran says they were on the level of Nevoah. I mean, the Rambam should have said explicitly they were all on the level of Nevoah. My question is, there is a gapping contradiction between what the Rambam says in Yesod HaTorah and what he says in the Meir Nevuchim. In the Meir Nevuchim. In fact, the Shittar Nevuchim is actually brought by other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Berabachia. So the question is how we're to understand what the Rambam says. Now, I mean, what the Rambam says is very clear in the Meir Nevuchim. What I would like to do is I would like to suggest a slightly different reading of the Yad HaChazakah. Okay? Now, to give a little bit of a Adama, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that Tezvav Ber Aleph. And there, the Rambam speaking about, the Gemara is speaking about the last 8 Pesukim in the Torah, and whether it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, or by Yeshua, they were written, of course, the 8 Pesukim in the Torah written after Moshe Rabbeinu was Neftah. So the question is, how were they written? So Ibn Nechemiah says, he says, that Ad Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, right, until the Yomas Moshe, until Moshe, right, dies, until the Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, or Moshe Oimer v'Koysef. Moshe Rabbeinu would say it, would write. Bekan ve'elach Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer v'Moshe Koysef b'dem. From then on, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote b'dem. Now, it's interesting, in the Shas in front of us, the garden in front of us, there's a little Aleph there, and the Aleph is actually refers to the Goyz HaBach, and the Bach says, you should say, Ad Kan Makosh Bochu Oimer Vu Moshe Koysev. Well, it's basically what the Bach is saying is that, is that the word Oimer and Moshe Rabbeinu should not be in there. But in fact, actually, this is a machlokes. The Ritva brings a machlokes. And the Rishonim who actually were Goyis, Moshe Omer, the Kosev, right? And this is discussed. This is a Machlokes Rishonim what Girsa is. I want to claim that the Rambam's Girsa was Omer the Kosev. Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer, or Moshe Rabbeinu Omer the Kosev. That was Kodesh Baruch Hu would tell Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu would say and say. Now, the fact is, this was very good with the Baruch Avochem. Because the Rambam says, right, brings a Mechilta, right, She'achoyz lahem akol diba v'dibo, kifi she'shamu. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu would speak, and Moshe Rabbeinu would repeat over each one of the divros. Okay, repeat each one of the divros. Now, in fact, actually, the Rambam here brings a mechilta, but it could possibly, in fact, I mean, the Rambam was, let's say he was assuming he's writing the divros at that point. So even at Har Sinai, we could assume Rambam would say, you know, and then, you know, after Kodesh Baruch spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu would say it, and then he would write the Sefer Torah. Now, of course, in the Rambam, it was mashma, the Rambam holds that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah at the very end of the Abayim Shana, but certainly, we see that there was a din of Moshe Rabbeinu to say the Dibur after Kodesh Baruch spoke to him. And it could possibly be that this is the din, this is the Makor of the Gemara. Now, so if we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu said each Dibur after Kodesh Baruch spoke to him, I want to suggest a new reading of the Rambam. Let me back up and say it like this. Uvameh emini boy. How did the Jewish people believe Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did they believe Moshe Rabbeinu? B'mamar ha-Sinai. At ha-Sinai. We heard, and I want to say we heard and we saw a meeting. It wasn't something that a person could be besupek on, could be down on. It wasn't a nice. It was a natural hearing, a natural thing. Right? What do we say? Ha'esh ha'kodesh v'lapidim. What did you think? We saw esh kodesh v'lapidim v'nika shal ha'rofel v'akol medaba elah. Moshe Rabbeinu enters into the Arofa, he enters into the cloud, and the call is speaking to him. So up till now, this is, right? Eventually, up to now, the call is speaking to him because they heard a call. The Rambam says they heard a call. Now, after that, the Rambam says, V'anu shoymim Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe lech emolehem. It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't say "Vuniga shalorafel v'kol medaba elav Moshe Moshe lech emolehem." It doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. And the Rambam just said "Vuniga shalorafel." He enters into the cloud. V'kol medaba elav v'oimer Moshe Moshe lech. That's what the Rambam should have said. But rather, it says "Vuniga shalorafel v'kol medaba elav." V'anu shomim, and we hear. What do we hear? Once again, if it was the call, it should have said v'kol medaba elav v'oimer Moshe Moshe. But rather, I want to say, who did we hear? We heard Moshe Rabbeinu. We heard Moshe Rabbeinu repeating over the dibros that a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to him. In other words, the way I want to suggest to read the Rambam is v'nigash al ha'rofel. V'akol medaber elav, the call is speaking to him. V'anu shonim, what do we hear? We hear Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is writing over the Torah. Because in fact, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people. So we hear Moshe lech emolem kach v'kach. In other words, we heard Moshe Rabbeinu.
How does this give us emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu? Which is the whole point here.
Ah, the emuna is very good because we hold so that the Rambam is makdim. Why? First of all, we hear this ancient kodesh and lapidim, and we hear a voice. We hear a voice. We can't make out the words. But we do hear a voice. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating over what he hears. In other words, we clearly see the act of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. But in fact, we don't hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But then we don't know what he said. Yeah.
What?
But it heard something completely different.
It could be.
So how is it? How does it a vindication of Moshe's authenticity?
It's a vindication of authenticity because I want to claim that in such a setting, with Eish Lapidus and the enters in a Rafael, and there's a voice which people heard, which probably was a voice that they had never heard before, and Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating over the words that he hears from his Nevuah. So it was clear. It was clear. People saying that it was clear that the Moshe Rabbeinu was singing a prophecy. That's how I understand. It is true that if we would have heard the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the Shita of the other Rishonim. Then fine. But the Rambam clearly says in Moed Nevuchim that what? That it wasn't true.
When we last went through this sugya in a different Gilgul,
yes,
you
said
a different tshuva.
Right.
You said that
very good.
Was not the same as
No question about it. About a year ago or 2 years ago, right, in Rabbi Arden's or in Baruch Shulam's house, right, I wanted to give what's called a brisket tables, that there were two dinim. In other words, that there was what Kodesh Baruch said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what we heard is two different things. So, that's an elegant table. But it doesn't have anything to do with reality. I'm chayzer, now that you mentioned, I wanted to say that, in other words, what the Rambam means is that we heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. We didn't hear a Kodesh Baruch Hu speak to us. But the question is, if you think about that, what is the difference? You know, it's a lomdish atelitz, but I'm not sure it means anything. Anyway, this is what I want to say.
It's more in the pshat with the Rambam. I mean, what you're reading into the Rambam now is a difficult reading the Rambam.
It might be a difficult reading, but it's another reading. And plus, we're dealing here with the chiddush that does not mention anyone more in the Vulchem. If it would accept what I said before, the chiddush, as I mentioned, in other words, in the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say any explicitly that Klai Yisrael heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
The word Shemata B'toch Eish doesn't mean literal, it means
You're dashing psukim. So, you die B'piyat V'or, the Rambam's not dashing the psukim like that. The Rambam...
But how do I understand the Pashut Shad, the word Shemata B'toch Eish? That you heard his words, it means not the actual words?
No. It's just the code? The Rambam doesn't say that.
No, don't the Pasuk says it.
Okay, you want to dash the Pasuk, the Rambam, I mean, you can dash the Pasuk anywhere you want.
The
question is what the Rambam meant. The question is what the Rambam meant. Look. Right? It says in the pasuk, "Kol devar batem shaymim utmon enchem roim zulas kol." You only see a kol. You didn't hear words. You didn't hear words. It's clear in the pasuk. The Rambam brings the pasuk. You didn't hear words. The Rambam repeats over and over again. They only heard a kol. They didn't hear words. And this is the shita of Rambam. That not everybody can reach level nevuah. That's the Rambam says in the beginning of Lamed Beis. And certainly nevuah by Shrabbeinu. The Vuah Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Rambam, it's impossible anyone could possibly reach the Vuah Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Rambam, most people can't even reach the level of Nevuah. That's the Rambam says. Why does the Rambam say somewhere where there was an exception of Har Sinai? In fact, in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Rambam, in fact, is what he says in Perek Lamed Gimel is a consequence of what he says in Perek Lamed Beis, that not everybody can reach the level of Nevuah. Certainly not a Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, to say that all Christ heard at Har Sinai was Rabbeinu would actually contradict the seventh principle. So therefore what? So therefore, what I want to propose is the following thing.
He goes on to say, Panim b'panim, Diber Hashem.
I know.
Imachem.
No, Imachem means
imachem
what?
Imachem means with whom?
Imachem, no. Imanachem means, it could be referring to the kol.
Panim b'panim mean a kol. Panim
b'panim. One second. Okay, that's what you were like. Okay, then he brings a brief reap. Okay. Panim b'panim, Diber Hashem, Imachem. He spoke with you. What was he spoke with you? He spoke to Moshe upon him, and with you means Moshe Rabbeinu pin it over to us. In other words, however you're going to learn the... You all like the Dash of the Pesukim like Moshe Rabbeinu Pi'a Gevurah. The question is, what is the Shitas HaRambam? The Rambam clearly says in the Marei Nevuchim, and this is the Shitas... And the Rambam says it here in the Yad too. that not everybody can reach a level of nevuah. This is Rambam Perek Shvi. This is not a contradiction from the guide to the Mishnah Torah. In any case,
hold on one second. It says, Avur Yishma Ha'am B'Dibri Imach.
B'Dibri Imach means what? Rambam uses a riot. They only heard a call, and not the number. The Rambam brings the same bus that broke it into reach the other day. Only Moshe Rabbeinu Imach is Lodge and Yachid. You're just proving to me what the Rambam says. The Gemara says that Ayin Dalam at Bay that Abzim Reshav Madas was dashing a pasuk in Vayikra. So Rabbi Yechonah says, "Was he thinks he's Moshe Ben Piak Vura?" Because there was a Teras Kahanim. The Rambam brings his psukim that you're mentioning as a right Roshita in here. Yeah.
Two pshat questions.
Yeah.
What Rabbi Yechonah was saying is that when God spoke to Moshe, Moshe said over what he heard, and that's what the people heard while he's on Har Sinai. Or he came back down afterwards and said, "This is what I heard on the mountain."
No, I think he probably said it when the voice came out. That's what they heard. He worshipped and said it all
right. So Moshe was closer over what God put, and he's writing it, and that's what the people heard.
Yeah, or maybe as he's writing it, but certainly he's closer over at the same time too.
And somehow this voice then, with Moshe's voice,
it was clear. In other words,
miraculous as well.
Right. No, it was clear. It was clear from the setting that Moshe Rabbeinu was hearing these words in Piyak Vula.
Okay. And the other pshat question, when we did the seventh principle, we said the goddess of Nevos Moshe Rabbeinu was here at the ultimate level of Chochmah without any Dimyon and God
right.
Adam, all
that kind of thing. Right.
Why would there be a voice associated with, why would there be a sound associated with the Nevo of Moshe Rabbeinu? What were they hearing at Har Sinai? They were hearing and seeing all sorts of amazing things, but that wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevoah.
You're right. So the only thing I could say is that somehow, first of all, the Rambam is mentioned in two places. He says, right, Ha'esh ha'kodesh v'lapidin, v'kol medaba elav. First of all, it doesn't even mention a call. No, they heard this call, but it was Eish Kos Lapidim. Somehow, call, when the Rambam says call, when the Pesukim say call, it could possibly be that they heard sounds and voices, which were, let's say, natural things. But somehow, it was so clear to them, that gave them the clear impression that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, was in fact perceiving a Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he was later on repeating to them. In other words, I wasn't there. I can't tell you. My mother was there, right? We were there. That's what Gemara says in Shabbos, who was there. But what I'm saying is, the following thing is, in the Rambam does not say explicitly anywhere that Klal Yisrael directly heard the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It said they heard a koel speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it says, Va'anu Shoymen. Now, why did the Rambam write it like this? I can't say, except the fact to suggest that the Rambam, that it was so clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was having a nevuah. In other words, the entire scene of Har Sinai, it was clear to them that Moshe Rabbeinu was having a nevuah. But it wasn't something that involved a nes. That's what I want to claim. In other words, it was an experience that people had. But it wasn't a nes. That's what I want to explain the lesson of the Rambam is. In other words, I know it's a dark in the Rambam. On the other hand, though, if you look at the Rambam is very careful in his words. He says, the koil medaber el... Vakol medaba elav. Why did Rambam say kol medaba elenu? Vanu shaymen. Or vakol medaba va'oymen. In other words, the Rambam says kol medaba elav. Kama. Vanu shaymen Moshe Moshe. Who do we hear Moshe Moshe? So in the Baruch Avuchim, the Rambam fills out the thing. The Moshe Ben was Mashpia. Every Dibur against the Klal Yisrael. There's no reason. No, I don't see any reason not to learn it this way, and therefore we've resolved this burning contradiction between between the guide and the Mishnah Torah. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam says everything he says in the guide that not everybody reaches totally don't know this level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It is true we shouldn't argue on this. The Drosh HaSaran says explicitly that a house in the Erev is Moshe Rabbeinu, but that is not the Shitas HaRambam. And there's nowhere in the Rambam says, Punk for Kings are the opposite, both the guy, both in Perek Shvi. So therefore, It seems to me that we have to. Now, why did the Rambam write it like this? I want to claim the Rambam wrote this because the Rambam wants to convey the sense that it was certain to everyone standing at Har Sinai that Moshe Rabbeinu was experiencing a Nevuah. It was clear. Just like Lo now that I'm sitting at this table speaking to a few people and this is not, I don't know, a matrix or a dream. It was clear to people. Not to mention that the I want to say something even more too. The Edim, they're Edim of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. If they would have heard from this book, why did they be Edim of Moshe Rabbeinu? They themselves heard the Edim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Moshe Moshe was
I understand that, but when you think about it, they could have heard the dead boys and be Edim that they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. In other words, it's
Moshe Moshe Nechem or Lehem.
I understand. So that just begs the question: why is it Moshe Moshe? They hear it themselves. So the answer must be they didn't hear it. That's what I want to claim. In any case, I know that this is a novel reading. But I want to suggest it because the deichek, the fact that I think what comes out from this is a very interesting thing. First of all, I think the point is that Har Sinai was a natural event, and I think that's what the Rambam wants. What the Rambam wants is that the Torah didn't come through an oitz. In fact, it didn't come through a nevuah. It came through the voice by Moshe Rabbeinu. But after that, there wasn't Nevuah, which, by the way, fits into what the Rambam says, actually, in the next principle, that Ein Navi Rosh HaLachadosh Beidava. The only Navi who hears is Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else can be a Navi. And the Eidim, who witnesses Nevuah, cannot be Nevi'im either. So, in other words, because of this, I want to suggest this novel reading of the Rambam. You have a question?
You were talking. You mentioned earlier. I don't know. I'm just confused. You said something about like your mazal was at Har Sinai, but you weren't.
No. The Gemara says about thinking about the gera or something. We were at Har Sinai, right? But the mind said the gera were at Har Sinai. The Gemara says the mazalai were at the Har Sinai, and in a certain sense, it's brought to the Nefoshim. I'm sure it's also at Har Sinai. Yeah.
What are the clouds and the fire? If everything's al pi teva, why do I need those?
I think the Arufel Kill somehow served to give the people an understanding that something was happening. In other words, I think Moshe Rabbeinu would have just sat there and, you know, so I hear a voice, I'm telling you, I think that it would have been
that's
much more of a doubt.
That's
what I think. I think the Rambam stresses this, meaning is that the circumstances of our city were such, there was no doubt that anyone who stood there that the Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch.
So when the people in the Pesukim say to Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't do this anymore, we can't take this anymore, now you go to speak to Hashem.
The Ramban, by the way, the Ramban learns that speaking about before the sounds of their voice. When they heard the Koilas, they were frightened. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban Latera there. He says that they were frightened and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't tell us anything. It wasn't, in other words, the Ramban learns that there's no Mucho book to the Latera. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban speaks it out there. Okay, fine. In any case, like this. In any case, this is my proposed reading of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. Okay? And I'll leave it for you to think about. You can contact me. If you agree, fine, you have to contact me. If you don't agree, close. In any case. But I think it's worth thinking about. The language of the Rambam definitely, says Dav Shaini. It's a difficult language of the Rambam too. In other words, not that the Rambam is what the Rambam does. If the Rambam said they heard Klal Yisrael, we heard Kodesh Baruch was saying to us, then, but he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. Okay? Okay, now, what I want to...
So why would...
Yeah.
Based on the Gemara, Moshe was saying...
By the way, I want to say the makor of this, once again, is good, is actually that this Gilsa of the Gemara in Bava Basra. Yeah.
The Gemara says that Moshe wrote down every word or every... before Kodesh Baruch said it. But why would
he? No. This is he write on the word. He said it over. Words, right. Well, actually, the Rambam's Mashri word at the end of Yabar Mishana, but there's a machlokes in Shas and Samach Baralf and Gittin whether it's Gilgilin.
Why would Moshe say over Moshe Lechem Olahem?
Oh, I think it's very, very good. Because the Torah says that. There was Moshe Lech. In other words,
doesn't say Moshe.
No, it doesn't say Moshe, but in other words, it could possibly be that's a Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Lech Olahem Kach V'Kach.
Right. In other words, I hear what you're saying. So I want to claim that Moshe Benu is called a Machoikek. Moshe Benu was committed to say every Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him. Every Kodesh Baruch Hu says Vayidav Hashem on Moshe Leimor. But you're bound to say that too.
But that's not Mashmah if the Grandma
Okay,
that's
fine.
That's a new Kiddush.
Okay, no, right. Yeah, however, it could pass all these psukim. All the psukim is with the Rambam mentioned, with the psukim in Yisrael. Right? Vaidava Hashem is called Devorim Eila. So Moshe Benu said that. Or in other words, the Rambam is paraphrasing things. The Rambam is not saying Moshe. In other words, the Rambam, in Parshas Yisrael, every time Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Benu says that. Vaidaber Hashem o Moshe Leimor. In other words, Moshe lech amim kach v'kach. Could possibly be that all the things that the actual tzibur Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Benu, which has to say over too. And that would actually fit in with the Rambam says that every word the Torah was said by Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only the mitzvah itself, but even the Kodesh Baruch Hu sells to Moshe Benu. That's also said over.
How do you understand what the Rambam says? Shehein v'hu eidim b'davar. K'shnei eidim sharu davar echad. B'yachad. Shekol echad mehen.
No, but that's...
Each of them saw the same thing.
No. That's not the Moshe and Klal Yisrael. You're reading wrong. Kach Moshe b'beinu, kama. Klal Yisrael eidim loy.
I'm in base too.
Look at the next line. Klal Yisrael were eidim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Geba Dover.
What's Hein Vahu? Hein Vahu.
No, but go on the next line. The next line. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu kama kol Yisrael edim loy acham amar ha-Sinai. That's what the Rambam means. In other words, we were edim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can't be an aid. He's the Geba Dover. We're edim to Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, on this basis, we could have two edim every generation. If Moshe Rabbeinu is an aid, you can't produce another Moshe Rabbeinu, but you can produce two people who aid him to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam means, for sure. Okay, in any case, we will allow you to contemplate. That's what the Rambam is saying. In any case, yeah.
Isn't there an idea that the Jews that witnessed Har Sinai, they were on a level that was higher than the Nevuah of Yechezkel?
No, there are restraints to hold like that. No, that's about Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara says, Shivcha Shivcha Rav Yam. That's a Michal. That's a different thing. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. But that's number one. Number two, okay, the Rambam speaks about that. All I'm saying is, look, there are restraints, once again, there are restraints will argue on this. The Ramban for sure argues, the Ran argues on this. But I want to say this is the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam is...
He's saying that Moshe was the only...
Rambam says it's
both... And all the Jews were just witnesses to the Nevuah.
The Rambam, look at chapter 33 of section 2. He goes on for a long time explaining that. That's the Rambam says like this. He says it also in Perek Zayin of Shepetzaniyat Torah too. The Rambam is very, very clear. Look, there are some Achleim and Duyas as Kasher. Okay, that's what I want to say. In other words, now, what does this have to do with us, besides the fact that now we understand what I'm saying in the Mishnah Torah? I think it's important to understand over here is that this Moshe Ben is called the Mechaykek. This is actually Mamad HaSinai, in a certain sense. That he's repeating over the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that and number one is that the words of the Torah are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, of course, the Rambam says that, but we see clearly from Har Sinai that's true. The Rambam, and that's, in fact, maybe that's why the Rambam says, you know, the Lashon Rambam is Moshe lech emolem kach v'kach. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to him. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, say over this and this. that the words of the Torah are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means, is that the Torah doesn't come from the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu. As vast and great as the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu was, and the Rambam says that no other person will achieve an intellect, but the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu, like any person, right, is limited. Because Baruch Hu's intellect is infinite. And that's what it says, Aruch Me'eretz Bidil Chove Mineyam. And why is this important? This is important because this, in this way, there can be drashas for the rest of history. If the Torah is limited to the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu, so no, there's no basis of the Torah should be out there. Certainly, l'shitas HaRambam, that the drashas are generated in generations afterwards.
But is that the sheet of the major Rishonim apart from the Rambam?
Other Rishonim, well, the different Rishonim argue. The Ravid certainly argues. The Ramban in Perig in Sherish Bay seems to argue, but we have to discuss. That's a discussion. There's a Ritva. There's a Goralye. This is a long discussion. But the sheet is a Rambam. Look in the article in Rishima, number one. But the sheet is a Rambam is the drashas. The drashas after Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the Sanhedrin, or right until the Tanoim, right, were generated by Chazal afterwards, and it's only in the infinity of the Torah, even beyond the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu, is what creates the wherewithal that Chazal can make drashas that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. So this really fits into the Shita Zeram. It's a very, very important yusar. Yes, you have a question.
Okay, I mean, like basically you're saying, like, if this is what Moshe was able to understand.
I can't say, I have my reading glasses on.
You have a circle, and you have basically that's what Moshe was able to understand, right? And Hashem obviously has a larger understanding, right?
I can't see the geometry. No,
okay, but
a person's thing is absolutely infinite. So that means is that people, in other words, that means is that there is infinities in the Torah, which were revealed by, were doubted by Chazal after Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I'm saying.
Didn't know or didn't.
Once again, there is a Gemara. I won't go into it right now. That's look at Haman Alf and Brachas. Moshe was given everything. Everybody's going to be Mechad. It's a different interpretation of that. The Rambam, the fact is that if the Torah is not infinite, it's finite. So therefore, there's no basis by which Chazal can make their own drashas. That's what I'm saying. Now, did Moshe Rabbeinu know this beforehand? That depends how you learn the Gemara. The Haman Aleph Tzatzik I spoke about last week. Okay, I'm not. But the apparently the Rambam understands that from what the Rambam says and that's going on the Perusha Mekubalim. But right now that's a different conversation.
You said the Torah is infinite. You mean the words of the Chumash Torah?
The depth of the Torah is infinite. This is infinite words of the Torah. That's ridiculous. I'm saying that there's an infinite depth in every word. And therefore, right, Chazal can use the Yigimim Midas
But the part that Moshe received as infinite was
Moshe Rabbeinu received was the Torah Haksuva Mamish. He was a Bachot. He was a scribe. The Ram emphasizes he was a scribe. It wasn't the scribal. What Moshe as a scribe was not something which, in my opinion, required his great intellect.
Surely it's not infinite, because infinite would allow for every possibility
as
contradiction.
He says, lo tusak tachas chachmasa. Whatever we understand. Aruch Me'eretz Bidil Chove Mineyam.
Very big.
Okay, fine. P or NP, whatever it is. Okay. We're going to finish over here. We're going to stop over here because I think that more or less we have covered things. This finishes the Yisrael Hashmini, right? Which is very important. And we're going to begin the Mitzvah Hashem the next time Yisrael Achi, which is the Bittul of the Torah. In other words, up till now, the Yisrael Hashemini deals with Torah Min HaShemayim. The Torah is Mamish Min HaShemayim. Yisrael Achi speaks about the eternity of the Torah. Can the Torah be nullified at any point in time? Can Moshe Rabbeinu's, can Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah be nullified, it can be added to, subtracted to. So this is going to be the Yisrael Hashem. Yisrael Hashem is going to be very important because the Yisrael Hashem really establishes the basis of the Lacha as it applies for all generations. That Matan Torah is something which defines the the very basis upon which all Halakhic Judaism operates in all generations. That will be next week from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim. Be well, have a nice week.